Okay. Good afternoon. I'd like to call the animal control hearings for the City of Palm Coast to order on August 1st, 2017 at 10:03 a.m. Welcome to the City of Palm Coast animal control hearings. My name is Nicole Turcott, and I'm the hearing officer for these proceedings. I'd like to outline the format of today's proceedings. This is a public hearing. These hearings are quasi-judicial in nature. The formal rules of evidence do not apply, though fundamental due process shall be observed and shall govern these proceedings. All testimony shall be under oath and recorded. There is no public comment portion of these proceedings. The hearings will be called in the order of the sign-in sheet and then as otherwise announced. When your case is called, please come to the podium and identify yourself. The city will go first, presenting relevant information and evidence for review. Following the city's presentation, you'll have an opportunity to speak and present information as well. Following an assessment of the evidence and testimony, I will enter a decision regarding the matter, and then your hearing is concluded and you may leave. An order will be sent to you in the mail. At this time, I would ask that anyone who is here and will be providing testimony to please stand and raise your right hand to be sworn in. Do you hereby swear or affirm that the testimony you are about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you. And I always forget to catch you all before you sit down. We're going to stand for the pledge. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now you may be seated. Thank you. Okay, the next matter is to approve the minutes from the last hearing, which was June 8th, 2017. I've reviewed those and approved those as drafted.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to go in the order of sign-in sheet. The first up is Daniel and Jessica Johnson, 11 Cole Place. Yep. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you please state your name and address for the record?
Daniel Johnson, 11 Cole Place.
Okay.
Jessica Johnson, 11 Cole Place.
Thank you. As I mentioned earlier, the city's going to go first presenting their evidence, and you'll have an opportunity to respond.
Okay.
The city may proceed when ready.
Good morning. Eva Rodriguez with the City of Palm Coast Animal Control. On June 19th, we received a report of a loose dog that had knocked a woman off of her bike on the day of June 18th. It was a weekend. I'm entering into city's composite one, providing proper service along with supporting documents. An animal named Caesar has been licensed with the City of Palm Coast with current rabies information. Based upon victim's affidavit, a citation was prepared and sent to Mr. and Mrs. Johnson with a total of $150 for running at large and creating a nuisance. Affidavits were obtained, and that's what I based the citation off.
Okay, anything else from the city so far?
That's it right now.
Okay. Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Johnson. The city provided me with records in advance to take a look at, and that includes what appears to be an affidavit from you, Mrs. Johnson, and then also an affidavit from Erica Kilmer. And I have reviewed those as well as a police report. So what would you like to say this morning?
I'm sorry if I'm being too loud. No.
No, you're fine.
So on the morning that it happened, my husband was more of a witness because I was inside as he was getting the car loaded.
Okay.
So I came up after, which I'll provide my side of what I saw. So he would probably be able to be the best witness for the incident.
Okay, fair enough. Mr. Johnson, would you like to tell me what happened?
I was taking my dog out to go for a ride in the car Sunday morning. As we were going out, he got out in front of me. In the driveway, went to go get in the back of the car. Ms. Kilmer was coming down on her bike. She saw him in the driveway. She called him, saw him, said, good dog. He went to the front of the yard, cut across from the driveway to the yard. I saw him cutting over there, so I called him back. He came back and got in the car. Basically, he never went into the road, so he never left our property.
Okay. So,
and then I can add from, so Caesar, who's a 90-pound dog, he's a little bit, you know, scary looking. So what she explained to me when I got out there was that she got scared. And then he had explained to me that she tried to stop herself like this by putting her right, she was traveling this way on our street. She put her right foot down and tried to stop herself. He explained that then she started toppling over, but she was going really slow. So the way she fell, she actually caught herself on the road with her hand and then her elbow, which is why when she got to the ER, the only thing that they found was a scrape on her elbow, and they put a Band-Aid on it. And they did x-rays because she had complained that she was hurting. So when I got out there, she was yelling at him, and he was standing a great deal back because, you know, he at first attempted to help her. And she started yelling, "I want the police, get me my lawyer, somebody needs to take a picture of me," and she wouldn't leave the street. So when I came out, I was trying to see what I could do to help, and can we move you to the side? And she said, "No, I want to stay exactly." She literally wouldn't move her body at all. She was laying there like as if somebody was going to draw a chalk line around her. But she wanted to get somebody to come and take a picture of her, the way she was laying in the road, and she was saying, "I'm going to sue you." And I was like, "Ma'am, we're just trying to help you and see what's wrong, and can we get you out of the road?" And she refused, so he called the ambulance. As they arrived, she still wouldn't let them move her out of the road until they took a picture of her. And the EMT explained that he's not the police, so he's not going to take a picture. He's there to see if she's okay. And at that point, I went over and got a chair so that when they were working with her, they wanted to sit her down so they could kind of check her out. I was trying to comfort her, but she was going back and forth between, you know, you guys are going to pay for this, and we're, you know, trying to stay out of that whole conversation and just see if she's okay. But it was very apparent that she was sort of trying to set up a lawsuit, which a week later we got in the mail. So she's sort of was trying to set this all up. So my impression of the situation was that when our dog came out and it scared her and she fell, she took that as an opportunity to sue the homeowner, and that is exactly what she's doing. However, our dog never left our yard, never touched her. The animal control person who came to our house, who was a gentleman, actually went to her house as well, and he examined her bike and said that there was absolutely no scratches on it, no damage whatsoever, even though in her report to her lawyers, it's saying that there was a vicious attack. He never actually touched her.
Okay. Okay. So, as you know, you've received a citation for running at large and creating a nuisance. So the city code defines running at large as an animal off of its owner's property, not under restraint. I don't have any evidence, and I'm going back again to look at. For the record, is anybody else here in the room to testify on this matter? Is Erica Kelmer here or anyone else? Okay, we'll let the record reflect that no one else is here to testify for this agenda item. If you'll just bear with me, I'm just reviewing her affidavit one more time. I see nothing in this affidavit that indicates that the dog was off the owner's property. I also have a police report that says the victim said the dog was not acting aggressively and never attempted to bite her. She described the dog as playful. So as it relates to the animal at large issue or the running at large issue, I'm going to dismiss that. The city code defines an animal being a nuisance. There's a whole laundry list of things. And I don't find that this situation meets any of those, so I'm also going to dismiss that citation. So that will be my final decision regarding this matter. You'll get a final order in the mail. Do you have any questions?
No, thank you very much.
No problem. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, up next is Heather Nunziato. Good morning.
Good morning.
If you just give us 1 second. Mm-hmm. Okay, can you please state your name and address for the record?
Mm-hmm. Heather Nunziato, 138 Pepperdine Drive.
Thank you. As you've heard, the city will go first, and then you'll have an opportunity to respond.
Judy Flammer for the City of Palm Coast versus Heather Nunziato, 138 Pepperdine Drive. Excuse me. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service along with supporting documents. Suki, spayed dog, whose license tag expired February 28th of 2016, and the rabies we have on file expired June 22nd of 2015. This is a second offense for failure to license and vaccinate an animal. The first notice was mailed December 6th of 2016. Second notice was mailed March 1st of 2017. The citation was signed for by Tyler Nunziato, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
On May 25th of 2015. The hearing was posted July 12th, mailed certified July 13th, and it was signed for, but the signature was unintelligible. There are two previous citations that were, well, one was waived. The other went to a hearing in 2016, which was found to be in violation, and that was the first offense for $75. The city requires a current rabies certificate and a $5 license fee. In addition, the city recommends that the $100 second offense citation stand due 30 days from receipt of invoice.
And I'm sorry if you said this and I missed it. Has the owner been come into compliance?
No.
Okay. Oh, I see that here. Okay, thank you. Okay, what would you like to say this morning?
When I called about this, they said that because it was already submitted, that just to bring my paperwork here, I had gotten her rabies vaccinations at the Humane Society. I did stop at Banfield Pet Hospital because they don't open until 10 o'clock. And when the first one came out in December, I wasn't here. I was actually away. I didn't get back until February of this year. I do have the thing from Banfield that says she is up to date on her rabies. As for the license, I'm not sure. I mean, I would gladly pay the fine, but she is compliant with her rabies and has been.
Okay, so you understand that she has to have her rabies, but also that she needs to be licensed with the city, and that's a separate thing?
The license is a separate, yes.
Okay.
I thought when I purchased them at the Humane Society, like when I get her shots, I just think that I'm getting everything. I don't really. So, but I have, and her rabies is good until 2009. It was given on 9/3/2016, and it's good until 9/3/2019 from Banfield, and I would gladly get the certificate from the Humane Society.
You want to admit that document into evidence?
Yes.
You can. Can we keep this? Mm-hmm. Or the city? Because they'll need it for the record. Okay, thank you. Okay, I'll set this aside for you all to put into the record.
Thank you.
As the city mentioned, there was a prior order entered for a violation. Are you aware of that?
No.
Live at? 138 Pepperdine Drive, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so the city is recommending as a second violation that I order you to provide a current rabies, which you've done today, and pay the $5 licensing fee. They also want me to uphold the $100 fine for a second offense. I am going to find that that is a reasonable fine for a second offense, so I'm going to uphold that. I'm also going to order that you pay the $5 licensing fee.
Okay.
And you'll have 30 days from the receipt of the invoice. You'll get an invoice in the mail for today's hearing, and you'll have 30 days from the receipt of that to pay.
I just got a bill yesterday in the mail for $75 for the second offense, so do I pay that one, or do I wait for this invoice?
I don't know what you're referring
to. I got an invoice from the city yesterday for $75. It was a green invoice.
Yes, that was the first offense. They did another mailing for unpaid
issue.
Citations.
Oh, okay.
That was the first offense
okay.
from 2016, correct.
Okay.
So this is the second offense,
sorry,
which will be $100.
I don't have information on that here.
Okay.
I'm only here on this one agenda item. Okay, so that's my final order, and you will get an order in the mail, as I said. Do you have any questions for me?
No, that's all.
Okay, thank you. Have
thank
a good
you.
Day.
You too.
I think you took my sign-in sheet, Judy, but I think up next is Howard and Debbie Bailey?
Correct.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Can you please state your name and address for the record?
Howard Bailey, and it's my understanding that my address is exempt from public record, although it's in your agenda.
Okay. Are you a law enforcement?
Fire.
Okay. Can the city please redact that information?
Yes.
For the record, this is agenda item 16, case number 2017-061185. Okay, Mr. Bailey, the city will go first, and then you'll have an opportunity to respond.
Okay.
City of Judy Flammer for the City of Palm Coast versus Howard and Debbie Bailey. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with supporting documents. Bella, a spayed dog, whose license tag expired March 18th of 2017, and the rabies on file expired March 13th of 2017. This is a failure to license and vaccinate an animal, a second offense. The first notice was mailed January 3rd. The second notice was mailed April 5th. The citation was posted June 20th and mailed certified June 23rd, which came back as unclaimed. Notice of hearing was posted July 11th and mailed certified July 12th. It was signed for, but the signature was unintelligible. Previous citations that were waived were June of 2013 and June of 2014. In 2012, the citation brought us to a hearing. They were the first offense was imposed. So this is the second offense. The city requires a current rabies certificate and $5 license application fee, and the city also recommends that the $100 second offense citation stand due 30 days from receipt of invoice.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Bailey, what would you like to say this morning?
Do you have a copy of the legible signature?
Yes, I do.
Excuse me, I just want to take a peek at that.
Sure. 62 Tubby. Would you like a copy?
No.
Okay.
I believe I have an outstanding bill from 2012.
Correct.
Was that ever collected?
I'm sorry?
Was that ever collected? That was outstanding, right?
Correct.
Is that a lien on my house for that amount?
Oh, let me see. Yes.
And what is that amount?
The total is 135.
And this amount is 100? The current amount's 100 for second offense?
The current second offense is 100.
Yes. Well, obviously, I have responsibility as a pet owner to pay my $5. So I take full responsibility for that. I'm a little concerned, and probably because it's my responsibility, it's my way to maybe deflect. But being a taxpayer since 1989, paying my taxes on two houses, paying my school impact fees, to have a $5 fee and then a $135 lien on my home is absolutely ridiculous. Just no ways about it. Again, I have responsibility. I do know that I have called and asked to prepay in advance. I cannot. I have called and asked to put on a debit card. I cannot. They tell me to put a check in. I told them I wasn't going to pay it. They were pretty clear that I need to get an attorney. So they're putting liens on my house. They're telling me to get an attorney. And then I have a mandatory appearance today where I have to leave work to come here over a $5 fee. Again, my responsibility. I'm just sure the system is not set up correctly, in my opinion. I hope the rest of government is this efficient. They do a good job at sending the material out. When I do get home, it is in the bill pot. The fine amounts are excessive. The payment options are not customer friendly. I'm asking all fees be waived except the $5 fee that I owe to license or to confirm that I've paid it. I have proof of vaccination for my $5 pet fee, and I'd like to pay that amount today.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, ma'am.
Does the city have any response?
The city does mail out a first notice 2 months prior to the expiration of the license tag. It gives you the option to come into the office to pay or mail it in, or you could also go to the Flagler Humane Society. All those options are available. You could fax it in or email it in. All that information is there for you. We send out a second notice 1 month after the license tag has expired, giving you a one-month grace period. We still did not respond to any of that, so that's why we came to the citation. So we still recommend that the $100 second citation stand.
Okay. So for these proceedings today, I'm going to find that city staff met all notice requirements. Obviously, you're standing here. You knew this hearing was occurring. And that you as
well. Sorry to interrupt, but it says mandatory. It didn't say that I could do anything else. It says mandatory.
Yeah. I understand.
Okay.
I'm going to find that you, Howard Bailey, is the owner you own and still own Bella. I will not repeat your address for the record because it is protected by under the public records laws of the state of Florida. I am going to find there was a violation of Section 8-51A for failure to license. That's based on the testimony of the city as well as your admission. I'm also going to find that the fine of $100 for second offense is reasonable and appropriate, and I am going to uphold that. And that will be due 30 days from your receipt of the invoice for that. Do you have any questions?
The prior amount that's leaned on my house?
What's your question?
I asked for both of them to be waived.
I'm not here on that matter. I'm only here to determine whether this particular citation be upheld or dismissed. And
so
I'm
if I pay the $5 within 30 days, the other 100 goes to the lien amount, correct?
I can't answer those questions for you, sir. I'm sorry. I don't know the answer to that.
All right. Thank you for your time.
No problem. Have a good day. I believe up next is Gibb Smith. Is that right?
Correct. Okay. Yeah, sorry.
Morning, sir.
Good morning.
I understand you also have a redacted address.
I do.
Okay. So we'll let the record reflect that that will be redacted. For the record, this is Agenda Item 23, case number 2017-061193. Can you please just state your name for the record?
My legal name is Jay Smith.
Jay?
Yes, ma'am.
How do you spell that, please?
Just the letter J.
Oh.
It's pretty easy.
Okay, as you see in the city, we'll go first, then you'll have an opportunity to respond. J.
Judy Clem for the City of Palm Coast versus Gibb J. Smith. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service along with supporting documents. Molly, a spayed dog, who at the time the license tag expired March 17th and the rabies we had on file expired July 10th. The first notice was mailed January 3rd. The second notice was mailed April 5th. The citation was posted on June 20th and mailed certified June 23rd. It was signed for, but the signature was unintelligible. The notice of hearing was posted July 11th and mailed July 12th. There was no result with that one. On July 15th, Jay Smith went to the Flagler Humane Society, did obtain a current rabies and a City of Palm Coast animal license tag. This is due to this being a second offense of failure to license and vaccinate the animal. The city recommends that the $100 second offense stand due 30 days from receipt of invoice. This did go to the hearing in 2014, which was the first offense.
Thank you. Mr. Smith, what would you like to say this morning?
In reference to the first offense, that was, I know we're not here for that, but I was going through a separation with my fiance at the time. And at that time, she kept throwing them away, and I didn't find out till I got the lien on my house. But I'll deal with that separately. But fast forward to now, I've been dealing with a custody battle with her over our two sons. And, I mean, the last thing on my mind is a rapist shot and $5 thing for my dog. And like Mr. Bailey was saying, it's my responsibility as a pet owner. But my kids come first, and I was dealing with that. And it's being on night shift, it's not always friendly to wake up, you know, 3 hours after getting off work to come handle a $5 fee for my dog. I did, like the city's saying, I did get her vaccinated, and I did get the tag. I just asked that the fee be waived if possible, but it is my responsibility.
Just for clarity of the record, I have, as I mentioned earlier, and then the other case, the city provides me with these files in advance, so I did take a look at this one. The prior violation was issued to Alicia Smith. Is that your...
That's my ex.
Your ex, okay. But it does appear to be for the same animal, Molly.
It is.
Okay. I hate having to give this speech because I certainly sympathize with you, absolutely. Unfortunately, my job is simple. Was there a violation? And I don't have a lot of leeway in that regard. So I certainly respect what you do for a living and appreciate your services. And of course, I'm going to find that there was a violation by your own admission as well as the evidence submitted by the city. I am going to find also that the $100 fine is reasonable for a second offense, and you'll have 30 days due from the date of receipt.
I have one question.
Sure.
Since the first offense was to my ex, would this be my first offense?
It's for the animal.
Okay.
I like where your head's at, though.
Okay.
Nice try. All right. Well, thank you for coming. You'll get an order in the mail. And, you know, explained before these notices with a time in advance so that you have enough time to respond. So.
Okay.
All right. Have a good day. I believe up next is Biss, Adam and Sheena Biss. Is that right, Judy?
Correct.
Okay. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
You are also have a redacted address, is that
yes,
correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. For the record, this is agenda item number 2, Adam and Sheena Biss, case number 2017-060077. When the city gets back, they will go first, and then you'll have an opportunity to respond.
Okay, thank you.
I'm sorry, while she's doing that, could you just say your name for the record?
My name's Adam Biss.
Okay.
Sheena Biss.
Okay, thank you for coming.
Mm-hmm.
Good afternoon. This is Eva Bovin, or Rodriguez, with the City of Palm Coast Animal Control. We're here today on a running at large citation. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one, providing proper service along with supporting documents. The animals we're here about today are Echo and Atlas, where they are both up to date and licensed with the city. We're at a first offense running at large. The citation was issued in June 2nd, 2017, and mailed out on the same day, June 2nd, 2017. I'm going to give you a little background that this isn't the first time the animals were picked up running it loose. It is the first time they've been citated. On November 1st of 2016, one dog was picked up running loose and returned to the owner. The next day, Shayna Biss. December 7th, 2016.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Can you let me know which dogs you're talking about for
yes.
each of these, since there's more than one? So November 1st.
The November 1st was Echo, the Great Pyrenees, was picked up running loose.
Okay, thank you.
On December 7, 2016, Echo again, Great Pyrenees, was picked up running at large. On April 7th, 2017, three dogs were picked up. That would have been Echo, Atlas, and Athena. One is a Great Pyrenees, one was a Rottweiler, and the other one was a Husky. Code officers Bob Romeo and Joe Festa are here today. They are the officers that picked those three dogs up on that particular day. And then on June 2nd, myself and Joe Festa, code officer, animal control officer for the city, we picked up two dogs running loose, Echo and Atlas, and were brought to the Humane Society. And that is why we're here today, because it would and the fourth time the animals were picked up running loose. And a citation was issued for both dogs.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. and Mrs. Biss, what would you like to say this morning?
Well, Your Honor, I'd like to start out and apologize for my animals being out. I know it's a nuisance for me because I have to go out and get them, but I also feel that I'm not technically in violation of the ordinance because I don't want to be on the city's radar. I don't want to be on anybody's radar, so I went and looked at the ordinance to see how I could be compliant. And when I read it, it says for an animal owner to allow, either willfully or through failure, to exercise due care and control his or her animals to run at large. I have a fenced-in backyard. And I have a husky that, or we have a husky that unfortunately likes to dig, and the husky has dug holes underneath the fence. The dogs, they've not escaped the house other than digging under the fence. So to try to mitigate that, I have, well, naturally filled in the holes, but I've put down wire fencing. I've put down hot wires. I've been in contact with Ms. Grossman, who helped me out with some of this. I've had a shock collar put on the dog. She broke it. She destroyed the, or to defeat the hot wire, she dug before the hot wire, so it made the hot wire useless. The fence, she began digging tunnels, 6 foot to 10 foot long tunnels underneath the fencing that I put down on the grass. So I've done a lot of things. I put her on cables. She snapped the cables. So certainly I have you know, short of cementing, you know, going through a great expense, I've sure, you know, done my due diligence to try to keep these animals, or it's just the one animal that gets out, really. The others just follow the leader. But we're trying to rehome those animals so we don't have it. Now, that being said, I also looked at the statute, and under ordinance, under Palm Coast ordinance, when it defines a citation, it says it must comply with the form in for statute 828.27. And if you go to that, you see it says the citation must contain the facts constituting probable cause. I don't know that there's any facts on this citation that I've received that says anything about probable cause. It also says the name and address of the person. Well, there's that indicates one person. It doesn't say persons in parentheses. It just says person. And we have two people on the citation.
I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just taking notes here.
Sure. Don't mind. But that all being said, I still think that, you know, these animals, you know, I've gone down and picked them up. I paid the fines for picking them up. I don't have any problem with that, you know, other than that's pain, of course. But there's no complaints that the dogs are in their garbage. There's no complaints that they bit anybody. There's no complaints, at least that I've been made aware of or that I've seen documented anywhere, that these dogs have been a problem for anybody, except for me to try to get out and corral them.
Was there anything else you'd like to say?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Mrs. Biss, anything you'd like to add?
I'd just like to say we have rehomed one, and we are attempting to rehome the others because it has become so difficult just to keep them in the fence. So we're not, you know, willfully just opening our front door and letting them out.
Mm-hmm. Yes, if we do go walk the dogs, we take them on a leash. You know, we're perfectly compliant in that respect.
Am I correct that Athena is the problem child?
Husky. Yes, yes.
Okay.
Wonderful dog, but just she likes...
And is she the one you've rehomed, or no? You've rehomed one of the others.
No. She sits in a cage now inside the house, and she has limited time outside.
That's unfortunate.
It is.
Okay.
It's hard to find somebody who wants a dog that digs out so much.
Don't tell them to listen to the audio recording for this hearing. They may decide not to. Okay, so I just want to address, well, first let me give the city an opportunity. Do you have anything you'd like to say in response?
I would like to add that these were all complaint-driven, that we got calls on these dogs on people's property is why we were dispatched out to the location to retrieve loose dogs. And the one dog on the June 2nd, 2017 call where two dogs were picked up, Echo and Atlas. Atlas was surrendered to the Humane Society. They did retrieve Echo from the shelter that day and left Atlas at the Humane Society.
And again, I would point out, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
That's probable cause, and it's there's nothing on the form that's required by statute.
Okay. Well, let me first address your comments about the language of the ordinance. So you are correct in referring. You're referring to Section 8-30B, that it is unlawful for any animal owner to allow, either willfully or through failure, to exercise due care and control his or her animals to run at large. And of course, as you may have heard earlier, running at large is just means the animal is off the owner's property without and not under restraint. I think it would be hard. I would be hard pressed to say you haven't certainly taken a lot of effort to try to address the situation. That being said, I think that if it well, let me address one of the other comments you made. You said that there weren't any complaints from neighbors about garbage or biting or any of that
correct
stuff. And I'm happy to hear that. But there are other safety precautions and other reasons why the city has these ordinances. You don't want your dog to get hit by a car. You don't want your dog to cause a car accident, which would injure someone else.
Absolutely not.
Right, so the list would go on. And so keeping that in mind and, you know, obviously understanding that, and as you've explained, you understand you have the responsibility to make sure, whatever it takes. You know, I personally believe the cable sounds like the best option. Maybe we need a thicker cable. And I understand you're taking efforts to rehome, and if that's what's best for you and the animal, then that's good.
Yeah.
But in terms of that language, I find that absent some crazy circumstances, by virtue of the dog getting out, that due care has not been completed. With regard to the statutes and the definition of citation, it references that, you know, you're correct, the facts constituting probable cause need to be on the citation. The citation I'm looking at says there were two dogs running at large. I find those facts to be sufficient to explain why you got the citation. And therefore, probable cause, obviously, there were two dogs running at large. Here's your violation. I don't know what more information you would want. The location of where they were picked up is on here, the date and time, the names of the animals. So I don't find that argument to be compelling. Also, with regard to the person in the singular, I think, you know, we're splitting hairs there. I don't think that there is any merit to that. So I am going to find that notice requirements were met for these proceedings, and that Adam and Shane Abyss, address redacted, owned Echo and Atlas at the time of the incident for which the citation was issued. Going to find there was a violation of 8-30B for running at large, and that $75 for each dog for a first offense is a reasonable fine. So the total will be 150, and what is the city recommending, 30 days?
For receipt of invoice,
okay.
Correct.
And I think that's reasonable as well. So that will be due within 30 days from the date of invoice, and you'll get an order in the mail. Do you have any questions?
No.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day. Oh, good. Okay, thank you. Up next, Donna Vietes. Vietes, I'm sorry. I have a terrible last name that no one pronounces right either, so
yeah.
I feel your pain. Okay. Can you just say your name?
Donna Vietes, 6 Roxanne Place, Palm Coast, Florida, 32164.
Thank you. Thank you. The city will go first, and then you'll have an opportunity to respond.
Good morning. My name is Eva Rodriguez for the City of Palm Coast Animal Control. On June 14th, 2017, I received an emergency call from the Sheriff's Department in reference to two dogs running loose, and it had attacked a cat. Had attacked a cat at 25 Roxanne Lane. I responded to 25 Roxanne Lane that evening and was able to pick up the small white dog that was found running loose with the larger dog. The larger dog was not around at that time, and the cat had been taken to the animal hospital.
I'm sorry, the larger dog was where?
Was not around at, in the area at that time I responded. It was later in the evening. The next day, I received a call that there was a large dog contained just a street over. So when I responded to that area, I picked up the large dog. His name is Hooch. But at that time, I went back to 25 Roxanne Lane to verify to see if this was the same dog that attacked the woman's cat because she was witness to it. She did verify that this was the dog. I loaded him in the truck and took him to the Flagler Humane Society and placed him on a 10-day quarantine because at that time we did not have an owner. The cat was not expected to survive due to the rough play or attack of what had occurred
the evening before. Later that same day, it was found that the dog belonged, both of the dogs, the small white Maltese and the large tan pit, belonged to 6 Roxanne Place. I then responded to that location where I met with a young man who did verify that his dogs were not home and they had been missing for the last day. He did explain, or I described the animals that I had picked up and taken to the shelter. He did state those were his animals, and they were licensed and up to date at the time of the incident. I expressed my concern that this was the second time this dog had gotten loose. I was not involved in the first incident, but the larger dog, Hooch, did get loose months before and knocked over somebody's rabbit hutch, and the rabbit did not survive. It was a pet rabbit in someone's backyard. I expressed my concerns that this couldn't happen again because the animal, when he gets loose, he ends up killing other people's pets by either accident or rough play or attack. I let them know that the Hooch would be remaining at the Humane Society for quarantine for the 10 days, and the other dog could be returned. The small white dog, the white Maltese, Bailey, was returned to the owner, and Hooch was surrendered to the Humane Society. Affidavits were left at the victim's house, but they never submitted them, and a citation was issued for both the dogs running loose and creating a nuisance. Hooch was released from quarantine at the Humane Society, where he remained until he was adopted.
Do we know the fate of the cat?
The cat did not survive.
And just so that I understand correctly, you mentioned when you responded to the home initially, you were able to pick up the small white dog.
Correct.
What was the dog? How did you find the dog? Where was the dog?
The location at number 25 is where the cat was attacked. They scooped the dog up and brought it inside.
Okay.
They didn't know the two dogs were together and thought maybe the larger dog would go after the white dog next. So they had him contained for me inside the house after hours.
Thank you. Good morning.
Okay. Hi, how are you?
What would you like to say?
All right. As far as Hooch, I adopted him from the Humane Society. Yes, he did get out with my female Roxy,
mm-hmm.
Okay? And did Roxy actually attack the rabbits, not Hooch? Hooch is a 95-pound pit bull who is extremely friendly and extremely loving, and it's been said also that he is not aggressive in any way, shape, or form. But I have purchased $1,000 in collars and a wireless electric fence to go around the perimeter of my property. I have a fenced-in yard. I have put chicken wire around the bottom of the fence. Somebody had opened my gate up. I have a pen in my backyard. Okay, I mean, to make sure that they did not get out ever since that last offense with the rabbits. I mean, I feel horrible. I don't want my dog running the street, but in the same note, I have to work. I do love my dogs. I did love Hooch. I was told that he was now a dangerous dog, and of course that would affect my insurance. So yes, I had to surrender him. My son was extremely sad, which is, I mean, it is what it is. At the end of the day, my kids are most important, and so is my house. As far as the cat, he supposedly, now I was told it was not seen him biting the cat. By the owner herself came and spoke with my boyfriend. I was out of town with my father. I got the medical records for the cat. The cat, and I have pictures of the cat, a 95-pound pit bull mauls a cat or attacks a cat, there's going to be some some pretty insane evidence that the dog killed the cat. All there is a little puncture. But it doesn't even show that it's a tooth puncture. And then in the medical records from the cat itself, which is now at my lawyer, because apparently I'm being sued, but all of that pertains to medications that were admitted due to parasite and due to diabetes, which neither here nor there would have nothing to do with my dog. My dog was under quarantine. There was records showing that he had all this, and he's mm-hmm. and he's chipped to me. So there was a way to find out that was my dog. He has a chip in him. Bailey is 8 pounds, you know, and he's the most harmless thing in the world. So him, yes, I still have. Unfortunately, with Hooch, it's saddening, but like I said, my kids have to come first. I'm not going to have someone sue me and go after my house or anything else over a cat that, again, requires a leash law as well. Your cat's not supposed to be running the streets, as far as it says it in the codes to Palm Coast. Cats are not supposed to be out just as well as dogs. I am in the wrong. My dog got loose, I feel horrible about it. But like I said, I don't open my front door and say, "Go run." You know, they get out. They're animals. Would they play? Now, that cat weighed more than my Bailey does, the little dog. If my dog was aggressive, Bailey wouldn't exist. You know, he plays with him all the time. He's never hurt anything. The dog is very loving. And even the owner to the cat themselves said, this dog is not aggressive in any way, shape, or form. And he's not. Unfortunately, I no longer have him, and he has been adopted out, and hopefully to a good home. But he was never neglected. Like I said, I've spent thousands of dollars on my dogs. You know, it's not like willingly trying to release my dog to let them go run wild. And dogs do get out, and their human nature is to play, and their human nature is to probably kill other animals, I would imagine. You know, they're animals. That's what they do. But I would never allow my dog to go maul a cat. Now, had the cat, if the cat was in the hospital and it showed that there were stitches, it showed that there were broken bones, if it had punctured its lungs or broke its ribs, the first thing when you break a cat's ribs, it goes into a lung. They would automatically have to have put the cat down. I've spoken to other vets. I even called up Flagler Animal Hospital to find out why all this medication was given to a cat, and they refused to tell me anything, okay, because I guess there's a HIPAA law on your animals, which is crazy, but if you're expecting me to pay for a medical bill, I need to know why this was all given to a cat. It doesn't make any sense.
Do you have any medical records or photos you mentioned that you want to present?
I have the photos on me. The medical records, like I said, are at my house. I should have brought them. I have photos in my phone that she had sent.
Just understand that anything that you show me or present has to be in the file of the city. So if you're going to show me something on your phone...
Well, I can bring them back. I mean, that's... And like I said, I have no problem paying the fine. I'll pay the fine. My dog was loose. I will pay the fine. As far as the lawsuit goes and everything else, like my dog was out mauling the neighborhood, that's not...
Right, we're not here for that, obviously.
Yeah.
That's for your attorneys to deal with. Was there anything else you wanted to add?
No, that's okay.
The city have a response?
The cat was on its own property when the incident occurred. It happened right at their front door in the bushes. And she is right, the dog's demeanors are very friendly towards humans.
Did you see the cat?
I did not. It was already en route to the animal hospital.
I mean, can I show you a picture of the cat?
Let me ask the city.
If you'd like, you can email it. I'll give her an email.
Can you email from your phone?
Yeah, I can email.
And then she can show you the pictures on her phone. And
yeah, because
you.
It's insane. I mean, the she sent them. And the owner to the cat didn't even actually go through me. They were going through my boyfriend, which he doesn't own my house. He doesn't own my animals.
And what did she specifically tell you again?
Well, she said, first off, to mention that I have one of the nicest houses on the block. I mean, that in itself is pretty irritating. But secondly, to say that my dog She'd never seen my dog bite the cat.
She didn't see.
She walked out the door and she saw my dog there by the cat. Okay. Then she pertains say she went on to say that she has the medical bill which she handed, but I can work it off in home improvements for her house, which is crazy. And then turned around and said that she didn't want any hard problems. Then she called to try to adopt Hooch, which, I mean, if you think my dog is aggressive, why would you try to adopt my dog? You know, I don't understand any of that. Like, you're the reason why I no longer have my dog. And granted, I feel bad. Your cat was sick. There was something wrong with the cat. But like I said, there is no markings to a 95-pound dog attacks a cat. You're going to see it.
Did we get the... Are we situated? Barb, can I look at these photos?
She gave her an email.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I'm sending
them. We're situated with the record so I can see the photos?
It's... Okay. It's going through right now.
How many we got?
Three pictures.
Okay, thank you.
Now, if you look at the third picture, what I believe is the third picture, that looks like an IV. This is after her cat was in the hospital and has been given IVs. That is an IV insert. That is not a canine tooth. I mean, my dog has big teeth and has a bunch of them. It's not one. He's not snaggle tooth. By all means, mm-hmm. Is he going to get one tooth in the cat?
Okay.
You know, that's...
All right. Does the city have any other response before I make my ruling?
No.
Okay. Here you go. Thank you. Okay, so for clarity of the record, we have two separate agenda items and case numbers, one for Hooch and one for Bailey.
Mm-hmm.
As it relates to Hooch, which is agenda item 3, case number 2017-060908, I'm going to find that the city staff met notice requirements for these hearings today. I'm also going to find that there was a violation of 8-30B for running at large. We've already established that that's admitted. And I believe that $75 is a reasonable fine for the first offense for that. I'm also going to find, as it relates to Hooch only, that there was a violation of 8-30A, creating a nuisance. I find that $75 is a reasonable fine for the first offense. So the total will be $150 on Hooch, and that will be due within 30 days of the date of the invoice. Now, as it relates to agenda item 4, case number 2017-060908 for Bailey, I am going to find that there is a violation for running at large, which is a violation of Section 8-30A, but I will not find a violation of 8-30, the last subsection was B. For 8-30A, for nuisance, I'm going to dismiss that portion of the citation. So for Bailey, the fine will be reduced to $75 for just the running at large offense, and that will be due 30 days within the...
Can I pay it today?
I don't know. You'll have to talk to city staff about payment and all of that. All right? Okay. Thank you for coming.
Thank
have a good
you.
Day.
Have a great day.
You too. What do we have next? How many people left to testify have not sworn themselves in? Has anybody?
Me too.
Okay, if you're going to testify, can you please stand and raise your right hand?
There, the next case.
Oh, for the next case?
For the next meeting. Yes.
Okay. So Carol Jacobs, Carissa McIntosh, are they in the here? Can you, have you been sworn in? I don't believe you were. Okay. Can you please stand and raise your right hand to be sworn in? You are sworn in. Okay. Do you hereby swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth? Sure. Do you hereby swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Are you Carol Jacobs?
No, I'm Carissa.
Okay, so Carol's going to go first, and then it will be your turn.
Hearing assistance? No.
No?
Okay. Carol Jacobs?
Jacobs.
For the record, this is agenda item 15, case number 2017. Are you here for Scott Stewart?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
This is case number 2017-061184. Can you please state your name and address for the record?
Carol Jacobs, 10 Courtney Place, Palm Coast.
All right. And
this is good. You'll be fine.
Just for clarity of the record and my understanding, how are you related to Scott Stewart? You're here on his behalf?
Fiance.
Fiance, okay. Thank you. All right, the city will go first, and then you'll have an opportunity to respond.
Judy Flammer for the City of Palm Coast versus Scott Stewart at 10 Courtney Place. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service along with supporting documents. Freedom, a neutered cat whose license tag expired February 5th of 2017, and the rabies expired February 4th of 2017. This is failure to license and vaccinate an animal, first offense. The first notice was mailed to an old address on December of 2016. The second notice was mailed to the old address March of this year. A citation was posted and mailed to the old address in May of 2017, and it was sent back to us. The certified mail was sent back to us, saying forwarding time expired. So we resent immediately the second notice to the new address in May. We had not heard anything. So in June, a citation was posted and mailed, which came back as unclaimed. Then the hearing was posted on July 11th, the mail certified. There was no results with the certification. There have been no previous citations or hearings held for this animal. The city recommends that a current license tag, a current rabies certificate, and the $5 license fee, if we receive it within 20 days, which would be July 21st, the city will waive the $75 citation. If not, then the city recommends that the citation stand due 30 days from receipt of invoice.
I think you meant August 21st, right?
Yep. It's the one, August. Yes, sorry.
Okay. Thank you. What would you like to say, ma'am?
Well, I just emailed something over. We don't have a problem with the licensing. This is a Siamese cat. My fiancé has, this is his fourth Siamese. His first one died of old age. The next two cats that he owned, being both Siamese cats, were given the rabies vaccine and both developed sarcoma. You can go on any pet MD, Wikipedia, any veterinary site, and they do relate injection sarcomas in cats caused by from the rabies vaccines and from a feline leukemia vaccine. Not all cats get it. But if a cat does get it, it's malignant and it's a very aggressive tumor, not curable. Being that this is another Siamese cat, he's just moved here from New Jersey. He does not want to give the rabies vaccine. He doesn't want to have this cat, you know, go through that if it does come down with it. It is an indoor cat.
It does not go outside, and there are no other animals in the house. And like I said, we don't have a problem paying. I'll pay the licensing fee right now. Just need a waiver on the rabies vaccine.
Can you get documentation or something from your veterinarian that explains what you just explained to me?
I could probably, I mean, I don't know if a vet will give that documentation. I mean, I tried printing stuff up today, and like on 20 different sites.
Well, I mean, from your veterinarian, from the veterinarian that is responsible for examining this cat.
I can call them and ask them.
What's the city's veterinarians name? Do have a generic letter that they do saying that
an exemption is necessary.
Exempting animals from the rabies certificate, and that's really all we need is a letter from the vet.
So the city's agreeable to that arrangement?
Yes, we are.
Okay. So I think that that's reasonable, and I agree with the city's recommendation that, you know, you'll be given 20 days to get this letter or something from your veterinarian and pay the $5 licensing fee for Freedom. And then as long as you get that done within 20 days, which would be August 21st, then there will be no fine.
Okay.
If you don't get it done in time, then there will be a $75 fine imposed, which I do find to be reasonable for a first offense.
Okay.
So you're going to get an order in the mail regarding this.
Okay.
But that's my decision. Do you have any questions?
No.
Okay, thank you for coming. Have a good day.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Carol. Not Carol. I don't know why I'm so messed up today. Carissa McIntosh, thank you. Can you please state your name and address for the record?
Carissa McIntosh, 85 Hula Turn Trail, Palm Coast, Florida, 32164.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. You were not here when I gave my speech as to how this goes, but I know you've been sitting here for a little while.
Because I went to, I thought you guys were on the other side of town. And
oh, that's fine. I just want you to understand what's going to happen here.
Okay.
And you may have already seen this, observing some of the other cases. The city will go first to present all their information and evidence, and then you'll have an opportunity to respond.
Yes.
I'll make my decision, and then you're going to get an order in the mail. Then your case is concluded, and you can leave. Okay.
You'll make your decision, and then I'll get
an. You'll get an order in the mail that outlines what my decision was.
Oh, okay.
So you'll have that for your record.
I see.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This one is Judy's, right? Okay. Sure.
Judy Flower for the City of Palm Coast versus Carissa McIntosh.
McIntosh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
That's okay.
85 Hula Turn Trail. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service along with supporting documents. Does this keep going out?
I think so.
Baby girl, a spayed dog, whose license tag expired March 9th, and the rabies we have on file expired January 9th. This is a second offense for failure to license and vaccinate an animal. The first notice was mailed out January 3rd. Second notice was mailed out April 5th. Citation was posted June 22nd and mail certified June 26th, which came back unclaimed. The notice of hearing was posted July 13th, mail certified July 14th, and it was signed for. The only thing I could make out was initials KLM.
That's my initials. My name's very long, so
yes,
you can't, I can never fit it on the line.
This previously went to a hearing in 2015, which was which is found to be in violation, and a citation, an invoice was issued. We did have conversation with Ms. McIntosh and came upon an agreement that she would do a payment plan.
I said I would try to. My,
I'm just going to let them finish and then
okay,
you can explain.
Sure.
Yes, no payments have been made to date. So this is the second offense. The city recommends that a current rabies certificate and the $5 license fee. We also recommend that the $100 second offense citation stand due 30 days from receipt of invoice.
Okay. Now you can explain. What would you like to say?
Well, she said something about a payment plan. Is that for the $100? Is that what we're talking about?
It was for the 135 first offense.
I thought it was 100. Why is it 135? What's the 35?
It was $75 and the $60 lien fee.
Lien fee?
Correct.
No, I said I would tie to my husband passed away of cancer, and now six months later, I'm dealing with my own cancer issues and many health issues. I do not have income, but I did go ahead and get her vaccinated and took care of that. I've been in and out of the hospital quite a lot since my husband's passed. I just do the best I can. So I have her vaccinated, and then if you want me to pay the $5 today, I'm prepared to do that. But as far as fines, that's going to be tough.
Okay. Well, for purposes of the record, I'm going to find that city staff met all notice requirements and that Carissa McIntosh owned and still owns Baby Girl, who is a spayed dog.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to order you to provide proof of rabies vaccination. If you have that today and you can give that to city, that's fine. But for purposes of this order, I'm going to order you to do that and then also pay the $5 licensing fee. As I've explained before, I don't have a lot of
leeway. I understand. Right. I just don't have money to pay.
Right. So here's what I'm going to do and then make a suggestion. I don't know if the city may or may not agree with me. It may or may not work out. So I am going to uphold the fine for a second offense of $100. It will be technically due within 30 days of the date of invoice. This is the part where I would normally suggest that you reach out to the cities to see that if they would be willing to work with you. I'm a little unsure because
they don't. They don't care.
Well,
that's okay.
They said that they agreed to a payment plan, but you didn't make any payments. So.
But I can't. I don't have any money. You don't have any idea. I'm going to keep my house out of foreclosure.
I understand. So you'll get an order in the mail, and I wish you the best of luck with regard to everything.
That's okay. I understand.
Okay. Have a good day.
Okay. Where can I pay the $5 licensing? With.
Thank you. Who's up next? Okay. Christine Brinker. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
Just bear with me for one moment.
Oh, thank you.
Judy, do we have an agenda item?
I'm sorry, it's agenda item 5.
5. Oh, are you Christy Pitts or?
No, I'm Christine Brinker, the next door neighbor.
Okay. So, for the record, this is agenda items 5 and 6. Case numbers 2017-060330 and 2017-060420. I understand you haven't been sworn in. Is that correct? Can you raise your right hand? Do you hereby swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay, great. So you said you are Christine Brinker, the neighbor.
That's correct.
Can you tell me your address?
2 Richel Place, Palm Coast.
I'm sorry, 2 what was it?
Richel, R-I-C-H-E-L.
No, please, thank you. Okay, and are you here on behalf of Mrs. Pitts, or you're just going to be providing testimony?
I'm just providing testimony.
Okay. So, since you weren't here in the beginning, I gave a little speech about how this is going to go. You may have already observed this in the last few minutes. The city's going to go first and present information about these cases. Then, ordinarily, the owner would get a chance to respond. Since she's not here, you'll have an opportunity to present whatever you'd like as well.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Whenever you're ready.
Good afternoon. My name is Eva Rodriguez with the City of Palm Coast Animal Control. Just recently in June, on June 6, 2017, we were here on the same address for failure to license and running at large, where the fine got knocked down to $75 for failure to license that was imposed here in the courts or the hearings.
Well, the next day, on June 7th, 2017, we received a complaint of two dogs that had gotten loose and chased the neighbor, Miss Brinker.
Miss Brinker, yes.
That is standing here before us today. And she has provided me with affidavits based upon her experiences. And we have video today of these two dogs leaving their property and entering Miss Brinker's property in an aggressive manner, following her back to her front door so she could safely get her dog back inside quickly. As soon as Judy gets back, we'll play that video for you. But I have imposed a $175 fine for Ava for second offense running at large and a first offense nuisance. And Piper for $150 for first offense running at large and nuisance. Now, Ava is the American Bull Mastiff Pit Mix, and Piper is a little Chihuahua mix.
Could I add something to that, yeah, or no?
One minute. I'm going to let them finish. Okay. They want to show their video, okay, and then you can certainly say everything you want.
And rabies and license is still not up to date at this time.
That's not part of the citations for today, though,
no,
right?
No, but okay, just FYI.
And can you – I'm sorry, I wasn't writing fast enough on the breakdown of the fines, which I've looked at this, but for just make sure I'm correct. For Ava, it's a second offense running at large and a first offense nuisance.
Correct.
Okay. And then for Piper, it's the first offense for running at large and nuisance.
Correct.
Okay.
Shows Ms. Brinker walking her dog at the
Ritual in Richmond.
Ritual in Richmond?
Yes. That's a Piper, the small one going there, and then the bigger one coming over is Ava.
They live in that two-story house right next door.
Ms. Pitts.
Yes, yes, with the big columns. Yes. That's 13 Richmond.
Okay. Like to see it again?
Nope, I'm good. Thank you. Okay, Mrs. Brinker, what would you like to say?
Well, I wanted to let you know that the dogs were out this morning again. I got a picture of that from my front door. This has been an ongoing thing. Last year, it bit my other dog. This one, it tried to get my new dog. It's just been one thing after another.
Okay. Not that it's necessary, but is there anything else you'd like to say?
There's not much more, because everything has been documented. We've been calling out and doing as best as we can.
Okay. Does the city have anything else?
That the fines are found agreeable by you?
I'm sorry, and the fines are what?
Are they found agreeable and to be imposed by you?
Okay. And Ava was the one that was cited as a first offense in June?
Correct.
Okay. All right, I'm ready to make my ruling. As to both of these agenda items, 5 and 6, I am going to find that city staff met all notice requirements and the owner, Christy Pitts, owns and still owns Ava, the female dog, and Piper, the female dog. I'm going to find there was a violation of section as to, let me do one dog at a time, as to Ava. I'm going to find there was a violation of section 8-30B running at large. I'm going to find that $100 is appropriate for a second offense. I'm also going to find a violation of 8-30A for creating a nuisance. I find $75 is appropriate for a first offense. So as to Ava, the total will be $175. That fine will be imposed, due within 30 days of the receipt of the invoice. As it relates to Piper, I'm going to find there was a violation of 8-30B, running at large, and that $75 is a reasonable fine for a first offense. Same thing with regard to violation of 8-30A for creating a nuisance. $75 is also a reasonable fine. The total fine for Piper will be $150 to be due within 30 days of the receipt of the order. Ms. Brinker, do you have any questions for me?
Just, this dog seems to get out. I don't know if it's being called upon on a regular basis. I know it's bitten other dogs in the past. What is the end result if it keeps on, it's such a nuisance in our neighborhood?
Well, I, issued the order that there was a violation of the code with respect to both running at large and creating a nuisance. So okay. That will result in an order with those fines that I just explained. Okay. Anything beyond that, you'd have to ask the city. I'm not sure what their protocol okay. is in regard to repeat offenders and what their intent is with regard to that.
Okay.
So right now, because we're in the middle of a hearing, might not be the best time to discuss I would encourage you to reach out.
I'm on my way out of town, too. So.
Yeah, I mean, if keep doing what you're doing.
Okay.
Good luck. Thank you for coming today. Do we have anybody else here for animal control hearings? Okay. Does the city want to proceed by just going in order for the remainder?
Sounds good.
Okay. Ready when you are.
Agenda item 8.
Yes, agenda item 8, sorry. Case number 2017-050609.
Judy Flammer for the City of Palm Coast versus Melissa Bowen, 18 Bay Spring Place, who is not present. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service along with supporting documents. Bella, a spayed dog, whose license expired February 18th of 2017, the rabies are good until January of 2019. This is a failure to license an animal. First notice was mailed December 6th of 2016. Second notice was mailed March 1st, 2017. The citation was served in hand to Melissa Bowen on May 22nd. The notice of hearing was posted July 13th and mailed July 14th, and it was signed for, but the signature was unintelligible. Three previous citations for this particular animal were issued December 2014, April of 2015, and May of 2016. All three were waived. The city requires a $5 license fee, and the city recommends that the $75 first citation stand due 30 days from receipt of invoice.
Thank you. We'll let the record reflect that Melissa Bowen is not present, nor is anyone on her behalf. I've reviewed this file that was provided to me in advance. Based on the evidence and testimony, I'm going to find that city staff met all notice requirements for these proceedings and that the owner, Melissa Bowen, owned and still owns Bella the spayed dog at 19 Bay Spring Place. I'm going to find there was a violation of Section 8-51A for failure to license and order Ms. Bowen to pay the $5 licensing fee in addition to a $75 fine, which I find to be reasonable for a first offense. That fine will be due within 30 days of the date of the order. And that's final action with regard to that matter. Up next is agenda item number 10, case number 2017-061178.
Judy Flammer for the City of Palm Coast versus Emily and Brandon Reed at 111 Birchwood Drive, who are not present. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service along with supporting documents. Kane, a male dog whose license expired March 31st. The rabies expired March 27th. This is the first offense, failure to license and vaccinate an animal. First notice was mailed January 3rd. Second notice was mailed April 5th. Citation was posted June 21st and mailed June 23rd, which came back unclaimed. The notice of hearing was posted July 11th and mailed certified July 12th, which was signed for, but the signature was unintelligible. There are no previous citations or hearings held for this dog. The city recommends a current rabies certificate and a $10 license fee within 20 days, which would be August 21st. If not, the city recommends a $75 first offense citation be imposed due 30 days from receipt of invoice.
Okay, I'll let the... Well, actually, I have a question.
Sure.
There's a note in here about them saying they gave the dog away, but they don't. They weren't able to give you a name or address. Is that correct? Do you have any more information?
Correct. We did last month. Last hearing, we brought their other dog to the hearing, and in conversation with them, Mrs. Reed was willing to come in after it was explained. You know, we just need the license and the rabies certificate, and we'll waive the $75. fee. And then Mr. Reed called later very angry and said that he would not do it. And he also asked what happens if the animal dies. And we said, well, then we would waive it, you know, obviously, because you don't have the animal anymore. And he said, well, then my dog's dead. So I said, okay, no. So when he called after receiving this one, he said, well, we gave the dog away. And I said, okay, well, who did you give it to? Are they in Palm Coast? And he said, yes, we give it to a friend of ours. I said, okay, well, where do they live? He said he didn't know. And then I asked what the name was, and he said he didn't know that either, which leads me to believe that it was an untruth. And he said that he would get the information from his wife and have her call, and we have not heard from them since.
Okay, thank you. All right, we will let the record reflect that neither Emily nor Brandon Reed are present for these proceedings, nor is anyone on their behalf. I'm going to find that city staff met all notice requirements for these proceedings and that Emily and Brandon Reed owned and still own Kane, the male dog, at 111 Birchwood Drive. I'm going to find there's a violation of Section 8-51A for failure to license. I'm going to order that Mr. and Mrs. Reed provide proof of rabies vaccination and pay the applicable $10 licensing fee within 20 days, which is on or before the 21st. I will further note that I think that's very generous of the city. If the Reeds fail to comply with that order, then a $75 fine will be imposed, which I find to be reasonable for a first offense. That fine would be due within 30 days of the date of the receipt. And that's the final action with regard to that matter.
The reason why I'm giving 20 days is because the Flagler Humane Society does have their low-cost shot clinics twice a month,
mm-hmm.
and this date would fall after their low-cost shot clinics.
Makes sense.
Enabling
yeah.
people to get, you know.
I still think it's very generous of you.
Okay. Thanks.
Agenda item 12, case number 2017-061287.
Judy Flower for the City of Palm Coast versus Lois Hoffman at 12 Blastell Court, who is not present. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service along with supporting documents. Homie, a neutered dog whose license expired March 4th, and the rabies we have on file just expired July 16th. This is the first offense, failure to license vaccinated animal. The first notice was mailed January 3rd. The second notice was mailed April 5th. The citation was posted on June 23rd and mailed June 26th and was signed for by Hazel Hoffman. The notice of hearing was posted July 13th. I'm sorry. It was signed for by Lois Hoffman. There was only one previous citation that was waived for this animal. The city recommends a current rabies certificate and $5 license fee within 20 days, which would be August 21st. If not, then the city recommends a $75 first offense citation be imposed due 30 days from receipt of invoice.
Okay. Is Lois Hoffman in the room? Anybody here on behalf of Lois Hoffman? Let the record reflect that Lois Hoffman is not present, nor is anyone on her behalf. I'm going to find that city staff met all notice requirements for these proceedings and that Lois Hoffman owned and still owns Homie the neutered dog at 23 Blaisdell Court. I'm going to find there was a violation of Section 8-51A for failure to license and order that Ms. Hoffman provide proof of rabies vaccination and pay the applicable $5 licensing fee within 20 days, which is on or before August 21st. If she fails to do so, $75 fine will be imposed to be due 30 days from receipt of invoice. I specifically find that $75 is reasonable for a first offense. And that will be final action with regard to that matter. Next up is agenda item 29, case number 2017-050613.
Judy Flammer for the City of Palm Coast versus Fred and Marion Woolforth, 22 Pillory Lane. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service along with supporting documents. Coco, a male dog whose license expired February 27th of 2016, and the rabies we have on file expired July 18th of 2016. This is the second offense of failure to license and vaccinate an animal. The first notice was mailed December 6th, 2016, and the second notice was mailed March 1st. The citation was posted on May 25th and mailed certified May 26th, and it was signed for by FW. Notice of hearing was posted July 12th, the mail certified July 13th. There was no result of that as yet. 2014 and 2015 previous citations were issued but waived due to the fact that they submitted. In 2016, went to a hearing. They were found to be in violation, and the first offense was then. Invoice was sent. It is unpaid to date. The city requires a current rabies certificate and $10 license application fee. In addition, the city recommends that the $100 second offense citation stand due 30 days from receipt of invoice.
Thank you. Is anyone here for this matter, Woolforth? Okay. Let the record reflect that Mr. and Mrs. Woolforth are not present, nor is anyone on their behalf. Going to find the city staff met all notice requirements for these proceedings, and that Mr. Fred and Mrs. Marion Woolforth owned and still owned Coco, the male dog, at 22 Pillory Lane. I'm going to find there was a violation of Section 8-51A for failure to license. I'm going to order that Mr. and Mrs. Woolforth provide proof of rabies vaccination and pay the applicable $10 licensing fee for Coco. I'm further going to find that the $100 fine recommended by the city is reasonable for second offense. I'm going to impose that fine to be due 30 days from the receipt of invoice, and that is final action with regard to that matter. Next up, agenda item 41, 2017-050356.
Judy Flammer for the City of Palm Coast versus Max Lentz, 72 Rollins Lane. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service along with supporting documents. Remy, a spayed dog whose license previously expired February 14th, 2017, and the rabies had expired also. The first notice was mailed December 6th of 2016. The second notice was mailed March 1st. Citation was posted on May 17th and mailed certified May 19th, which came back as unclaimed. They did go to the Flagler Humane Society on May 20th, and they did obtain a current rabies certificate, and they purchased the City of Palm Coast animal license. This was a mandatory appearance due to two previous citations being waived, one in 2014, the other in 2016. The notice of hearing was posted on July 12th, and they called and they said that they would pay the citation in lieu of the hearing, but they never came in. So the city recommends that the $75 first offense citation be imposed due 30 days from receipt of invoice.
But they submitted with regard to the licensure and the rabies vaccination, right?
They have come up to date, correct.
Okay. Is anyone here for the Max Lenz case? Okay. Let the record reflect that Max Lenz nor anyone on his behalf is present for these proceedings. I'm going to find that city staff met all notice requirements and that Max Lenz owned and still owns Remy Spade Dog at 72 Rollins Lane. I'm going to find there was a violation of Section 8-51A, failure to license. I am also going to find that a $75 fine is reasonable for a first offense. I'm going to impose that fine to be due within 30 days from the receipt of the invoice. And that is final action with regard to that matter. Next up, agenda item 42, case number 2017-061250.
Judy Flammer for the City of Palm Coast versus Ronette Singleton, 12 Round Table Lane. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service along with supporting documents. Corona, a spayed dog whose license tag expired March 21st, and the rabies expired June 18th. This is a first offense for failure to license and vaccinate an animal. The first notice was mailed January 3rd. The second notice was mailed April 5th. The citation was posted June 21st and mailed July 25th. There has been no result from that as yet. The notice of hearing was posted on July 12th, and they called on that date and stating that they would submit. There was one previous citation, June of 2016, but it was waived because they came into compliance. The city recommends that the current rabies certificate and the $5 license fee be submitted within 20 days, which would be August 21st. If not, then the city recommends that the $75 first offense citation be imposed due 30 days from receipt of invoice.
Anybody here for the Ronette Singleton matter? Okay, let the record reflect that Ronette Singleton or anyone on her behalf is present for these proceedings. I'm going to find that city staff met all notice requirements and that Ronette Singleton owned and still owns Corona the Spade Dog at 12 Round Table Lane. I'm going to find that there was a violation of Section 8-51A, failure to license. I'm going to order Ms. Singleton to provide proof of rabies vaccination and pay the $5 licensing fee to the city within 20 days, which is on or before August 21st. If she does that, no further fine will be imposed. However, if she fails to do so, then a $75 fine, which I find to be reasonable for a first offense, will be imposed and will be due within 30 days from the date of the receipt of the invoice. And that's final action with regard to that matter. Last but not least, agenda item 44, case number 2017-061301.
Judy Flemmer for the City of Palm Coast versus Heather Jordan, 257 Wonders Trail. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service along with supporting documents. Little Rascal, a neutered dog whose license expired March 6th and the rabies expired April 27th. This is a first offense for failure to license and vaccinate an animal. The first notice was mailed January 3rd. The second notice was mailed April 5th. The citation was posted June 22nd and mailed June 26th, which came back unclaimed. The notice of hearing was posted July 13th and mailed certified July 14th, which was signed for, but the signature was unintelligible. Previously, we did waive a citation in 2014 because they did come into compliance. The city recommends a current rabies certificate and the $5 license fee due within 20 days, which would bring us to August 21st. If not, then the city recommends that the $75 citation be imposed due 30 days from receipt of invoice.
Anybody here for the Heather Jordan case? Let the record reflect Heather Jordan or anyone on her behalf is present for these proceedings. I'm going to find that city staff met all notice requirements and that Heather Jordan owned and still owns Little Rascal, the neuter dog, at 257 Wonders Trail. I'm going to find there was a violation of Section 8-51A, failure to license. Going to order Ms. Jordan to provide proof of rabies vaccination and pay the applicable $5 licensing fee for Little Rascal within 20 days, which is on or before August 21st. If she complies with that order, no further fine will be imposed. However, if she fails to do so, a $75 fine, which I find to be reasonable for a first offense, will be imposed to be due 30 days from receipt of the invoice. And that is final action with regard to that matter. I'd like to pose a question to city staff and or city attorneys about how we want to handle the next matter. I assume we have a separate agenda. I don't know if we want to continue or if we want to conclude these proceedings and start a new one. Does the city have a preference?
I can stop the recording and have this one with on the city website and then start a new one on the streaming.
I think that's probably the best idea, and that'll give me like 2 or 3 minutes to get refill my water. Is the city is okay with that? Okay.
Of course.
So with, as it relates to this particular set of hearings, with no unfinished old or new business to report, the next animal control hearing will be shortly, in a few more minutes, on August 1st, 2017. This particular hearing is adjourned at 11:42.